This is All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brand. While much of the state suffered from heavy snowfall and traffic problems, the city of Wilmington and southeastern counties took the biggest hit in terms of power loss. Many homes went dark before the rest of the state even saw a single snowflake. Thousands are still without power. And joining me now, Wilmington Mayor Bill Saffo. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor.
Good afternoon, Catherine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Sounds like you guys down there in the southeast, though, aren't faring as well as we are. I don't think anybody expected the Wilmington area to get hit so hard so early in this storm. So at what point did you and other city officials realize that this wasn't just going to be any old storm?
Well, we have an emergency management operation here. We are always drilling every single year in anticipation of hurricane season. And we were watching the weather pretty intently with the National Weather Service and, you know, working with the state emergency management folks. And we knew it was going to be an ice event and probably a significant one because we had experienced one a week before. But I don't believe that anybody anticipated that for 2 days, 48 hours, that we would have nothing but freezing rain and temperatures that stayed below freezing during that time, which added to the problem. And so we're here cleaning up and digging out of a pretty significant ice storm.
Well, the state and Duke Energy deployed a lot of emergency resources, in particular to the larger metro areas like Charlotte and the Triangle and Triad. What's your sense, Mayor, of how well covered the southeastern part of the state was? Any sense of being overlooked?
I don't think we were overlooked. I think Duke and Progress were trying to deploy the resources throughout the entire state, understanding that this was going to be a significant snow event for the middle part of the state. But when they realized what was happening in this area, and they started deploying their trucks and their personnel down here as quickly as possible, and I have to commend them. They've been on the job, and they've been working very hard in trying to clean up as quickly as possible. Obviously, we still have people without power today. Well, we're getting most of the power back on pretty short order, but obviously it's been a significant inconvenience for a lot of people.
Well, the beautiful trees there in the downtown area, one of the prominent features of historic Wilmington, it sounds like those trees may have been a factor that caused some of the problems during the storm.
They were. And obviously we are, you know, Tree City USA. We take pride in our trees. We have a tree commission that is always enhancing the tree canopy and asking us to plant more trees and save as many trees as we can. But we've also had a discussion with Duke over the last couple of years in regards to trimming back those trees. So we've had some rub between people that are tremendous tree advocates that don't want to see the trees trimmed back and the power companies that tell us that in the event of a hurricane or it's a storm event like this, that we're going to have problems. So obviously what we saw happen here was a little bit of I told you so, but we have been trimming as best we can and trying to protect the significant trees in our community with that policy. It's a choice that we make here in this community that we want a good, strong tree, an urban tree canopy, and sometimes, you know, we're going to have to take into consideration that when we do have an event like this, the trees are probably the biggest culprits, because they bring down the power lines.
Well, other than trimming, Mr. Mayor, is there anything that you're going to do going forward that might prevent something like this from happening in the future?
Well, what we are looking at is looking at different grids, especially our power grids, where we can put things underground. Obviously, that costs money. But, for example, the beaches, which saw very little power disturbance during this whole outage because they don't have trees on the beach. And, of course, a lot of the power there is underground. But we'll be reviewing our policies. We'll be working with Progress and Duke after this event is complete and evaluating our response processes.
Any projections as to when the city will be back to normal?
Hopefully tomorrow, although, you know, Progress and Duke gave themselves some time and indicated that it'd be, you know, Monday where they would have everything totally restored. But I think, based on what I've seen and what I've heard and the reports that we've received from them, they're making a lot more headway than anticipated, and they've got a lot of crews down here working. So they're working around the clock 24 hours a day, and hopefully we'll have this behind us sometime tomorrow, late tomorrow.
All right. Bill Saffo, the mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina. We've been talking about the widespread power loss in the city. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
Thank you, Catherine. Appreciate it.